Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The left fielder, George Thomas. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Culp. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Lamont. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Cain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Les Cain. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Stanley moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Stanley moves to third. Brown moves to second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lamont for a passed ball. Scott moves to second. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro takes first base on ball four. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Scott moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp takes first base on ball 4. Conigliaro moves to third. LaHood moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. LaHood scores. Culp moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane has Culp trapped. He runs over and tags Culp for the out. Andrews moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Andrews scores. Thomas moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bob Reed now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez strikes out. Two outs. Bob Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro moves to second. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Culp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Culp moves to second. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Culp moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Norm McRae now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Culp scores. Andrews scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamont is hit by the pitch. Jones moves to second. Russ Nagelson pinch hits for Cesar Gutierrez. Russ Nagelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. Lamont moves to second. One out. Kevin Collins pinch hits for Norm McRae. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elliot Maddox now playing shortstop. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patterson fields it and throws to first for the out. LaHood moves to second. 1 out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox misplays the ball. That's an error on Maddox. Lawhude moves to third. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Andrews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-0 Red Sox. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Petrocelli moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, Red Sox. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Joe Lawhude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawhude is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawhude strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. 1 out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Cash reaches second base with a double. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Lawhude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culp strikes out. 1 out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Montgomery moves to second. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Montgomery scores. Andrews moves to third. It's 11-0, Red Sox. Fred Sherman now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-0 Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Fiore now playing first base. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lamont hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox strikes out. Two outs. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaHood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Montgomery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Carmen Fanzone now playing third base. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to third. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got five RBIs. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to second. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Maddox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Andrews moves to third. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards short. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive towards first. Fiore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lamont hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball and throws to Sherman covering. Safe. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fanzone moves to second. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Montgomery hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fanzone moves to third. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox is called out on strikes. One out. Kenzotkio is pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Kenzotkio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zotkiowicz takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.